Hi guys, welcome back to Delusional Diaries episode 3. I'm Hallie.
And I'm Jazz. We have some exciting topics, I feel like, today. You were in Miami. My mom was here. We haven't chatted that much, I feel like, compared to usual.
Yeah.
We were making a note of things that had like happened or things we had thought of, and we didn't talk about it. So we could talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, I have a lot of just random topics from the past that I was like, we should tell those stories. Those are funny.
Yeah. Well, I have some funny stuff too.
I have a story to tell while we're waiting.
Okay, you just start. These will all just flow.
Okay. Well, it just came to my mind because Jazz and I were walking past the place where this happened. And then I was like, oh, that's really funny. We should talk about this. One time, one of Jazz's guy friends, this was like maybe almost a year ago at this point, he was like, hey, come meet up with us at this bar. So we go meet up with him. We're with a couple of our other friends, and he is with one of his friends, and I'm like staring at his friend. His friend's giving me like the weirdest fucking look, and I'm just like, who the fuck is this guy? Why do I know him? I was like, I know him from somewhere, but I can't figure out why. And then it just clicked in my brain, and I'm like, he said the guy's name, and I was like, wait, I think I like kind of went on a date with this guy slash like I did not hook up with him, but like he bought me drinks, all of this stuff. So I was like, what the fuck? So we go in the bathroom and I search this guy's name in her friend's Instagram following.
Isn't that rich?
The irony. Yeah, I search his name and I'm like, oh my God. And then I click on like his profile and our messages between each other. And we have Instagram messages. He's like, hey, where'd you go? Like, whatever. Because I had one night at a bar. I didn't go on a date with him. I had met him out at the bar. And he had bought me drinks, like, whatever. I wasn't vibing at the end of it. I was like, I don't like this man. And I am more respectful as a human being now. I wouldn't do this. But I did just be like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then I just ran out of the bar and, like, never talked to him again. And I gave him my Instagram to him. So he had messaged me. Whatever. That was the first time I had seen this guy in like 6 months since I had done that. And I was like, oh my God. And it was so fucking awkward because like we both just know. I'm sure when I went to the bathroom, he was telling your guy friend like, oh, this girl is such a bitch, because I fully was. And yeah, that was something. But I just thought about that because we walked past there.
Yeah, no, that was a very funny night. I was like, we need to go to the bathroom immediately. And I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? I was like so stressed out. And it was literally just that. It was very, very funny. Also, I would like to point out, and this is why I've been so silent the entire time, Hallie, before we like record at home, we do these like mic checks. I'm like talking the mic, like so I can test how the sound sounds. And I was like, I like so quiet. And I'm like, talk in your normal tone, please. And she's like, this is my normal tone. Immediately the camera starts, fucking just as loud as she was. I'm like, that is not what was just happening.
All right, it's because my tone changed. Like, that was my normal tone.
My point though is that you should give me the tone you're going to speak in during the podcast.
I don't know the tone, because if I'm not as animated or into something, I'm gonna speak like this tone, and then if I'm gonna be like I just was, I'm gonna go up. I'm not monotone.
I am, but both versions of the tones you're giving, whether it's whatever you just did, are both so different from what I just asked you to
okay
do.
Sorry, I'll fake it next time better.
Okay. I would just so appreciate it for like editing purposes. Yeah. Anyways, this weekend you were in Miami. I was here. It was Kevin's birthday is today on Tuesday when we were recording, but we went out. I like scheduled a little thing with all of his friends. We could see his friends and went out, and Kevin has a sweater. I talked about this on TikTok, but I'm talking about it again. But Kevin has this sweater that has a llama on it with a scarf. I think it's so fun. So when we were at home at his house for Thanksgiving, he was like, bring it back in case we do something for Christmas. And then we're at the bar. It's like literally 2 a.m. I'm very drunk. And I see this guy, like I clock him across the bar, and he's wearing the sweater that Kevin has. And I just was like, I have to have that sweater. And I went up to him and I was like, my boyfriend and I are taking Christmas cards. Can I please have your sweater?
Just lying.
Yeah, we're not taking Christmas cards at all. And he was like, oh my God, you should so have this sweater for this moment. Like, I want you to have it. And I was like, can I please Venmo you? Like, and I'm slurring my words because I'm like hammered at this point. And he's like, oh my God, no, like you deserve it. You take it. I'm like, thank you so much. I Venmo'd him anyway. Then we're leaving the bar like an hour later, and he's like, have the best time with your Christmas cards. Like, he was like so nice. And so now I feel like I have to take your Christmas card.
Yeah, that's really funny. Yeah, you should take one.
It's in the washer. I might make you take a picture of us with the tree.
Oh, okay,
before you
okay.
leave. Yeah. just for shits and giggles.
I was coming at Jad's for her Christmas tree because last year I decorated it, and I take Christmas tree decorating very seriously. I have like a ribbon wrapped around all of this stuff. So I decorated Jazz's tree last year and I like killed it. And so then this year I'm just looking at it. One, I've been looking at it and I'm like, there's a Uno card in her tree and I don't understand why. I've thought that every time. I was like, maybe it's a joke between her and Kevin. No, it's the tag that tells you what piece of the tree it is because it's a fake tree. And she's like, oh, I just never took it off. I'm like, of course you didn't. And then also the only a one quarter that you can kind of like, it's like the quarter of the tree that faces the living room. That is the only part that is decorated. There is not an ornament anywhere else. The spacing is also not the best. Like,
can I also point out, I don't have ornament hooks. I stuck them. All the little holes on the ornaments are stuck on the branches because I didn't have ornament hooks. And I was impatient.
I'm seeing that now. Yeah. Like, I was like, why are they hanging like that? There's no ornament. Like, she literally just took the little pieces of the fucking fake tree and shoved
it. That's why it was so hard to put them up.
Yeah, I get that. You could have just got ornament hooks for 90 cents.
But it was November 1st. And I realized when we were already starting to decorate. So I wanted to make sure that I just got it up.
Could have had mine, but yeah.
That's so true. That's also what I was going to say is Hallie was shooting at my tree and I was like getting kind of irritated, and I realized when we talked about it a few episodes ago that I don't just have a boundary like for certain random things. It's that Hallie will shit on like little things so often throughout the week that eventually it adds up and I've had enough, and that's my boundary.
That's my love language, and I've realized I do that very, like, I do it in a very joking way, but I, like, bully, like, in a joking way, but all my friends, like, I've done that all my entire life. It's just, like, shitting on things, like, but I'm, like, being funny with it. I obviously never mean it in a serious way.
Yeah, but it's, like, you being funny to yourself, like, not to anyone
You find
else.
It funny.
I find some things funny when they're funny, but a lot of the time it's not.
Sorry, the Uno card in the tree was funny. Like, the fact that you didn't even take that off is funny.
You know what? At least I get to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, I know fully. I agree with that. I literally already made that joke. Anyway, I'm never going back to Miami. It's not my vibe. I want to say I'm not shitting on, like, the trip. I had a good time. Like, great people. It was my friend Rob's birthday. Absolutely love him to death. He's, like, he's genuinely so funny. He's such a nice guy. So, like, obviously love Carly, great people. It's just not, Miami's not my energy. The second I touch down in Miami, every single time I get anxiety for no reason. I just do not like it. I don't like the club. Like, the going out scene is just not my vibe. It's too try hard and bougie, and I don't know. I've just never gone out and been like, oh my God, this is amazing in Miami. Like, I've just never had a good time.
I also have not had a good experience in Miami, so it's just not for me.
I didn't have a bad time. I just want to make it clear. I'm like, I'm not shitting on anybody. It's just like, I simply will never go back to Miami. Like, I don't know what would ever entice me to go back.
Yeah. I'd be down to go back to St. Pete.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking that the whole time. I was like, damn, all I want is a fucking one night stand bar with some fucking, like, that's what bars called that. It's not. I'm not saying I want to have a one night stand. I would be after recent events, I would be open. But the bar is called that, but it has like a fucking mechanical bull. There's like a country bar. Chase Rice opened it. It's so fun. That's my energy. That's my vibe. And yeah, I would go back.
Yeah, if you guys are new listeners, we almost moved to Florida. And we actually still get questions about it. We had thought about moving to Florida. We're like, you know what? It'll be so good. This was like
February.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Like, it'd be so fun. We can be horse girls, get jet skis, like just really live life and like balance like having cold New York and like a fun Florida vibe. And then we signed the lease. We're going to share a one-bedroom apartment together. And then, you know, life happens. We got invited to a bunch of random trips. Like, we're never going to be in New York, let alone Florida. So we canceled it. But it was going to be really, it was almost a really great era.
I still honestly am about to fucking do that at this point. I'm not. But, like, I was thinking that. I was like, I just want to get in, like, a car, drive around, have like sunshine and all of that. But also, I'm just such a New Yorker. I just move at that pace of life, and I just don't like anywhere else as much as I like New York.
Yeah, personally, I would not live here if it wasn't for work. Like, I like it here, but I want to live on a lake so bad. Like, that's my vibe. But I mean, I like it here. I'm not saying I don't like it. I just like,
I could see
my first choice. No.
Okay. But you say that, and it's like the second that I think, I feel like you're like, I want to live on a random lake. The second that the DoorDash wouldn't fucking deliver, I think that you would be so, it would not be your energy for a sustained period of time. Like, I could see you wanting to go and get away places, but you are so inclined.
Why are you acting like they don't deliver food on lakes?
I'm not saying, but I'm saying if you go live somewhere very remote, I guess if you're.
I never use the word remote.
Okay. All right.
I would want to live on a lake where there was DoorDash or Uber Eats or Grubhub or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But I just like want to like be a mermaid. But like, right. I don't do oceans. The ocean is so fucking scary to me.
Okay. I didn't go in the ocean once when I was in Miami. I should have. Like, I sat on the beach a couple times, but I did not go in the ocean.
You didn't play mermaids?
No, not once. I didn't even go in the pool. I didn't go in anything. I was having a little bit of a conniption this weekend, so.
That's super valid. My mom was here this past week for a few days, had a good time. We used my bread maker, made some pizza, and yeah, like it was just like it was like 3 days. It was a short trip. And my mom reminded me of this story. So I'm an only child and I wanted a sibling more than anything else when I was growing up. And I begged my mom for a sibling and she's like, no, like that's just not going to happen. Like, it's too much work. I don't want to deal with it. Like, you're enough. And she was, you're all I need. Give me a fucking, I want someone to experience what I'm experiencing type shit. And she's like, no. So then it was winter break. I was probably in maybe like fifth grade. And I was like, please, like begging her, like PowerPoint ready to go. She's like, no. But you know what? If you take care of a kid for winter break, then you can have a sibling and like you can take care of it. I was like, okay, score. My aunt was a guidance counselor and she had access to like the babies you have in high school, like those fake babies. And she gave me one for winter break. I'm like, no problem. I'm going to slay this shit. First day, get through the day, no problem. Nighttime comes around and I'm a good sleeper. I love sleep. I value sleep so, so much. And I go, baby starts crying. I'm like, no problem. Get up, change this baby, whatever. Rest my head. But she starts crying again. I start crying. I am miserable. I'm like, this is the worst thing ever. It's robbing me of my sleep. I hate it here. I stuffed that baby in a closet with pillows and blankets, slammed the door, and like went to bed. And I was like, I don't want a kid. I don't want something. Like, I'm so good.
You only lasted one day. Not even.
I didn't even make it the first night.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm like so worried about like if I ever have a kid because.
Well, you're not also 13. So.
No, not that, but like. You don't understand how much I love sleep and I value my sleep. And if you take my sleep away from, you know how I turn into the most raging cunt when I'm hungry? It's like so much worse when I don't sleep.
Yeah, I wouldn't personally want to be around that.
No. That's why I feel bad for people.
You as a pregnant person in general, like.
Horrible. Yesterday, I was FaceTiming Hallie and like I'm like laying in bed with Kevin and I'm like, saying, oh, well, it's my birthday, even though my birthday has been over to get Kevin to do something for me. And she's like, try being around her in February because I take Black History Month so seriously.
She takes it seriously in the regard that she likes everybody to do things for her.
Yes.
It's just an excuse.
Yes.
Like, I'm happy, obviously.
And if you're wondering, I am on the 12-hour plan. And it's the 12 hours when I'm awake, 12 hours when I'm asleep.
Because she's off. Fixed.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm excited for February.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, happy, obviously, love Black History Month to celebrate and honor, but not for Jazz to just bitch at me to do stuff and use it as an excuse 24/7.
Have you seen those like little interviews with like Black History Month or this? And yeah. They're like
4th of July or Black History Month. And then the people are like, and it's like an old white guy. And he's like, well, I'd have to say 4th of July. It's like so fucked up. Oh, my God. I actually think I would handle having a baby really well. Like, I think, like, having an actual child, I think, like, I don't get bothered if I'm woken up that much. Like, I'm one of those people, I don't know about you, but if I'm asleep, do you sleep through the whole night? Do you ever get up to pee? Like,
when I'm out, I'm out.
Like, I'll wake up every, like, 2 hours to pee throughout a night, and, like, I'll just be fully awake. Like, I just snap right into, like, I'm fully awake. I'll, like, check my phone a little bit and then go back to sleep, which is probably not good. But I feel like I wake up very easily, and I don't know. I think I could handle having a kid. I really could. I don't want it anytime soon, but.
So Hallie is pregnant.
No. I did think I was for a second. You know what's funny too? Rob this weekend was like, he when I told him I wasn't getting a boob job, Rob was like, he's like, I'm gonna be so for real, like, I think you would look better with one. And he like it, which he's so valid for that, because I probably would have. And then he was like, I just think like it would just hit, it'd be cunty, like you should get it. And I was like, I know, but I just like don't need it. I don't really want it, so I'm not gonna get it. And then this past weekend, because like Ben saying, like my boobs have gotten bigger, but it's like obviously I don't really notice it because it's my body. So I'm like, maybe I'm just being delulu. Rob saw my boobs this weekend and he was like, Hallie, like your boobs have gotten so much bigger. And he's like, I actually am like glad you didn't get a boob job, because like I don't think it would look good now. Like I think that you're like boobs. Granted, do my boobs look like I've had a boob job? Absolutely not. They still look tiny. But like in comparison to what they were, they used to be mosquito bites and they filled out a little bit. And I felt very like validated. I was like, oh my God, like.
I'll never forget when we're on the way to Aruba. I mean, we literally argued about you getting a boob. Not Aruba, sorry. On the way to Jamaica, we argued about you getting boobs for probably the entire flight.
Yeah, we did. Because Jazz is like, you don't actually want it.
Because she was getting so mad at me. Because I was like, you, because she was about to get it done, like schedule an appointment. I'm like, you do not want this. You think you want this, but I know you don't actually want this.
Here's the thing. I'm going to be so for real. I didn't get a boob job simply because I was in a relationship. And not because he cared. He didn't at all. Like, it had nothing to do with him. It was because I was like, oh, because I was doing it solely, I'll be honest, for like male validation.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it was just like, and not even, I don't know. I honestly think the Matt Rife interview where he's like, I only like girls with fake boobs. And I don't even like Matt Rife. I don't give a fuck what he thinks. But I was like, oh my God, wait, he's right. Like, girl, only you can only pull a guy if you have fake boobs. And I was like fucked up from that. And then I was just like, oh, I need a boob job. Even though I didn't want it. I didn't not want it. If I had gotten it, do I think I'd be sitting here like, I regret it so much, I want them out? No, absolutely not. But I don't care enough to do it.
Yeah. And that's what I was trying to point out, though, like in the argument. It's like, I don't think you like really would be happy you did it. Would you regret it? No. Would you be like, thank God? Like, I was like, thank God, because like, I've wanted it forever.
Yeah, that's the thing. We were talking about this because a lot of people are like talking about dissolving filler. Dissolve it, or like boob jobs, everything's like all these body things that are trends. And I definitely agree that there's a lot of, obviously, like the Kardashians very much initiated the whole BBL trend where everybody was getting that, and then everybody's like regretting it, and now we're going back to the opposite where it's like Ozempic, skinny, whatever, and all of that is fucking dumb. And I agree, like your body isn't a trend. I don't think you should try to like have a giant ass and then 3 years later get rid of it and take Ozempic. All that's dumb. But there are body modifications like a boob job or like lip filler. We both have, well, you have lip flip, right? Not, yeah. You haven't gotten filler. Okay. Anyway, it doesn't fucking matter. I'm saying there are body modifications that you can make that it's like, doesn't have anything to do with the trend. I just want it. Everyone's always like, you'll regret the lip filler with Kylie Jenner just made it popular and now everyone's dissolving it. Shut the fuck. I will get lip filler for the rest of my life because I have thin ass lips and I look better with a little pout, with a little lip. I never got crazy filler where I had the Kylie Jenner duck lips, and I won't ever do that. I'm going to continue, though, to get like a little enhancement because it looks fucking better on my face.
That's my thing, is like at the end of the day, I don't think anything I've gotten done was because it was trendy, because I wanted it. Yeah. And like maybe there's like some subconscious stuff that messes with you a little bit, but overall it's like I've wanted these things for like a very long time, which is like why I got it.
Yeah, like the boob job for you very much was not because obviously yours fell at an unfortunate time of the very heavy trend where a lot of people were getting it. But you, Jazz, since I've met her, has been like, oh, I'm going to get a boob job. Like I was gonna buy myself a boob job for like this birthday, but I didn't. You've been talking about it.
And then I got my nose job like when I was like 4 years ago, literally 4 years ago. It's like I wanted these things, like, and I don't see anything wrong with it. Like if I want it, why wouldn't I do it? No. And I think it's more stupid to like, if you really want something and it's going to make you feel some type of way and someone's like, you're going to regret that, you don't get it. Like, okay, like maybe you didn't want it that much, but like just do whatever you want to fucking do.
Yeah, I agree. I think definitely don't do it because it's a trend. Acknowledge there's like an insecurity that you genuinely have. Not just like, oh, I see this girl with big boob. Like Alex Earl has like a boob job, so I should get it because that's what happens a lot. But it's like if you really every day are like, oh my God, like I need boobs and you feel that way, If you want to get a boob job, get a fucking boob job. If you want to get lip filler, get lip filler. If you want to do whatever, like, do it. I don't know. I just think don't do it because it's a trend. But if you want to do it, or just don't shame other people for it.
I think you should do what makes you happy. Yeah. And, like, different people are insecure about different things, and other things bring other people happy. And it's like, who are you to be like, oh, that's not going to make you happy? No, it might. You know what? People are like, it's not going to make you happy. No, it made me happy.
Yeah.
Because I've wanted it and I feel much happier.
The chin lipo, really. Actually, I have to say, though, because I was, like, looking at before and afters. I talked about this, I think, on TikTok, but really, truly, like, the thing for me, my face is just super round naturally. I have, I think, probably because I talk a lot, I have very strong, like, jaw muscles and everything like that. And from the side, I had, like, a little pocket of fat. Obviously, it's very genetic. Like, most people have it. There's nothing wrong with it. But I just was bothered by it so much because, obviously, like, right now when we're filming the podcast, it's, like, you only see me from... Are we good? Oh. Like obviously, like, I see my side profile more than anybody, and it bothers me because I'm on camera all the time, whatever. So I got the chin lipo, and I really did like it, and I did think it made a difference. But I truly, the thing that made the most difference was the fucking masseter Botox. Like, I cannot express enough. I will get masseter Botox for the rest of my life. Anyway, but I think the masseter Botox is really what made the difference. Like, obviously, on top of the chin lipo, I think it really just has created the final form of, like, my best side profile that's possible for me. It's obviously still not perfect, but, like, jawline wise, it's just slimmed my jaw out a lot, and I absolutely love it. Highly recommend Master Botox.
Yeah, I like it too. I mean, if I've gotten it for, like, a long time.
But you don't struggle with, I guess, yeah, you've been doing it since before I knew you, but yeah. Also, you don't struggle with as round of a face as me because your face is longer. I have, like, a much shorter face that's rounder, so you don't need it as bad, but I'm sure it does help. Yeah.
Well, you need anything.
You, like, don't need it. I'm just, you know what I'm fucking saying. Yeah. God, I hate you. I have another story I was just thinking about that I wanted to tell. I was thinking about Uber ratings and how mine's, like, pretty bad. And Jazz's is also not great. Yours is probably the same as mine. It's neither is.
What is yours?
I haven't checked in a minute. It's definitely in the 4.5 or 4.6 range. Anyway. Our both of our Uber ratings are not the best, obviously, because we take a lot of Ubers when we're intoxicated. And it's not even like we're doing anything bad.
No, I want to clarify so quickly. Like, my Uber rating was shit from when I was, like, 21 years old.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, I'm trying to build it back up. I don't want this getting twisted. I'm never that drunk in an Uber. I mean, I am. Like, you, not visibly, like, where I'm, like, being a nuisance or puking. It's none of that.
No, I have, except for this one time, but which I'm going to get into. But it's funny. You'll know what I'm talking about. But I agree. When Jazz and I are Ubering around the city, like, we're always fine. Like, we're always just like, hey, do you have an aux cord? Like, they let us have an aux cord. We just play our music. We ask if
we can use the light. They're like, oh.
We're great. Genuinely, we are. My Uber rating is also bad from college. Like, I was always the one calling the Ubers, and my friends would get in. And, like, my friend literally one time, like, puked all down the side of the car. I had to, like, pay a service fee. It was so bad. And so my Uber rating, obviously, I got some fucking one stars from them. Like, it's not recovering. But we are great in an Uber. I do just need to make that clear before people run with it. Except this one time, we were in Houston. And we were going to this apartment with these guys that we had met at this bar. And she who shall not be named was also getting in the car with us. She was there too. It was just me, her, and Jazz. Anyway, so we're getting in this Uber, and Jazz is like, asks the Uber driver. She does ask, and he says yes. No. He consents.
Rewind. The bar had just closed. There is so much traffic to go. Like, everyone's like honking. There's so much traffic. I have to pee. I tried to pee inside the bar, but it was closing. Like, no, you have to go. There's so much traffic. I have had like 12 Bud Lights. I have got to go. Okay. So I politely ask.
I'm sitting in this fucking car. And, like, I'm getting in. I'm thinking Jazz is getting in, too. She goes, I'm so sorry, but I have got to pee. Is it okay if I pee? And he's like, okay, yeah. So she opens the fucking passenger side door and then the rear door, and she gets in between the doors. And so that she's in line with the Uber driver. Like, the Uber driver's staring at her fucking clit.
No, that is so not accurate, okay? No, there's the two doors are open, and, like, if you pee on road trip, wherever, like, you should know what that's like. I go in between. So you not, I'm not in the front. I'm in between.
No, you're not. That's where it is. You're standing in the passenger door way. Like, I at first just want to apologize. We just had to stop the camera for a second to check because it stopped recording. And I realized the way I was sitting, I usually when we film, you cannot see my legs. I had my legs like pointed so fucking weird. It was just cringing me and icking me. So I'm sorry if you saw the first half of that video and I just looked so horrendous. Anyway.
I had mentioned last week I'm using an app called Pager because it's super helpful to like keep your screenshots organized and find the best deal. I've been using it for restaurants to keep organized at places I want to try in the city for like, hi guys, I got food. I know I said that you should use it for shopping. Have you used it so far?
Yeah, it's honestly been hurting my bank account because I've been using it so much. Every single time I see any cute outfit on my For You page or on Instagram, I'll just screenshot it and then I can just go to Pager.
No, it comes in so handy when you're trying to find the best deal. What kind of outfits have you been getting?
I feel like a lot of really last minute holiday outfits I've needed for random events or parties that we've had to go to, and I've been using it for that also. Especially with holiday shopping, every time I see something I think my mom or my dad might like because I need to buy them Christmas gifts because I've been a little behind with that, I've been just screenshotting it and then I'll just buy it.
If you guys also struggle with finding the best deal or keeping your screenshots organized, deciding where to go to eat, definitely check out Pager.
Check it out at www.pager.xyz.
We'll link it in our description of this episode and in our bio. You should really stop talking so negatively.
I'm just so negative. That's how I feel. No, but I do look negative. I do look horrendous.
Yeah, but you've been saying like that shit like that so much more lately. I just feel like you should really start saying nicer things about yourself.
I'm just being real. Like I was saying, like, I'm like, I don't know how to explain this. I was like, I was saying this on in a TikTok. I was like, I'm just not like, I don't know how to word this. I'm like, I'm not like red carpet pretty. Like, I'm like, I'm like, I look at myself in a photo on a red carpet, like those photos that we took. And I was like, I don't look good. Like, I would actually look at that photo and be like, she's kind of fugly. But
I feel like maybe you can just use the words, I don't look very put together right now, instead of I look fucking horrendous.
No, it's not even, didn't even not look put together. I just don't.
No, I was talking about like your feet, for example, just now. Okay. Like you can go not put together, not fucking horrendous. I feel like it's just so much negative.
No, it's just self-talk. It's just true. I'm just being honest. Like I don't know. Okay, I can't explain this. I only look good. Like you're always pretty. I look pretty like if I'm like at a bar and everyone else is in a normal outfit and I'm in like a cute little chic outfit and I have like my makeup and hair done cute, that's when I look good. I don't look good on a red carpet next to other people. Like I'm sorry, I look fugly. I look out of place. Like I look like I'm like, oh my god, I need a fucking plastic surgeon to take a look at this.
I think you should really unpack this.
It's not unpacking, it's just true. No, anyway,
I really think you should, because like you talk so negatively about yourself and it makes me really upset.
It's just true. My face is not, you have a really symmetrical face.
With all those things aside, because like, obviously like I fix shoes I don't like to make it myself like it, but I don't mean that. I mean like, I feel like you don't see, I don't know.
It doesn't bother.
I know it doesn't bother you.
I don't put value in like looks like that. So I don't care as much. I mean, like I care about my looks obviously, but I'm saying I don't, it's not like I'm like going through my day like, oh, this sucks. I can just acknowledge
what I'm not look like saying not. That you're doing that. I'm just saying, like, you talk so negatively about.
I'm about myself. I feel like I'm just a negative person. No, I'm a positive person.
I feel like you just work on, like, it being less negative towards yourself.
Mm, we'll see. Anyway, I think I'm funny. I think I have a good personality. I can acknowledge those things.
I want to deck you in the face.
Back to what I was saying. Girl. It was like a 15-minute drive to the, like, I get when you have to pee.
I would not have, like, I'm telling you, I would have pissed in that Uber, which was way worse than just going right then. Yeah,
fully. But it's also, it's not like we were far away from the bar where it was, like, we pulled over on the side of the street. Like, the Uber driver was, like, before he even took us anywhere, he was sitting there, like, waiting in front of the bar.
Also, like, it was fucking Houston. I don't fucking know anyone in Houston. Would I do that in New York City? Probably still yes. But I would have thought about it more.
I was just thinking about, so I, when I got in a relationship, my phone had reset and I lost my body count list. And I was like, damn, I don't really care. Cause I was like, it doesn't matter. Like, I was like, he's the last person I'm ever sleeping with. So it's fine.
We're getting married.
No, literally, I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'll never need it again. I don't need to think about any of these people. They're dead to me because I'm just so loyal. Obviously. Then I get out of the relationship like, fuck, I can't remember anybody I slept with. Like, I don't remember any of this. And then somehow it's like God fucking knew. Not that I want any of these people back. They're not on my roster. It's nothing like that. I just wanted to remember. God puts it back in front of my face. I'm like, oh my God, it just came back into my notes. Like my iCloud storage had like saved it somehow and it just came back. It was so weird. And so I was like, oh my God. So I was scrolling through and I was just like, oh my God, him. And the weirdest part was adding my ex's name to the body count list. And I've talked about this before. My body count list has a description of what happened and the nature of our relationship, a rating of the sex, like if it was one night stand, if it was multiple times, photos, like it's fucking detailed. So I will remember because it's obviously over the course of years. And I like put his name in and I just go, no, that's the only thing I put. I said, you know what happened? No, like that's it. Anyway, but when I was scrolling through, I was like reading through. It's like a burn book almost. I was like, oh my God. I remembered the worst sex of my entire life, the worst experience I've ever had was actually
the beginning of our friendship.
No, I don't think this is even what we're talking or
it is. I know exactly.
It's not the beginning of our friendship.
This was you met this guy.
No, and that's not the worst. There's another one that's worse. It was actually the person I had sex with right before I got in my relationship. It was like the last person I had had sex with.
Oh, I remember now.
I'm at the bar with our really good guy friends and one of their friends is there. And I'm hammered.
I would like to point out, you go, I don't know who you compared him to. You're like, doesn't he look just like blank? Okay. And I'm like,
I know who I compared him to. I thought in the back of my head that because I was very intoxicated and it was very dark in this bar. We were at 310 Bowery. I see him and I'm like, he is Joe Keery, like from Stranger Things. I was like, he looks exactly like him. He looked just like him. I was like, and when I get somebody in my head like that I think somebody looks like, I was like, I am fucking Joe Keery right now. Like, this is amazing. So I am sought after this guy. And I just think he's so cute. He ends up like, he's talking to this other bitch. He's buying her shots. Sorry, I don't want to call women bitches also. Like, this girl, there's nothing wrong with this girl. Like, she was being perfectly fine, but he's like buying her a shot. He's with this other girl and I'm pissed. I'm like telling my guy friend who's friends with him, I'm like, I want to fuck him. Sorry, I'm getting really animated. Like, I want to fuck him. And he's like, okay, I'll put you on. So he walks me over and I'm talking to this guy. We're vibing. We're doing shots. I'm getting so hammered.
And I am like, he doesn't look like him. I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm like, just so you know, like, he does not look like him. Yeah. I warned you.
Jazz leaves. I go back with some of my friends. We're like at my friend's apartment. I am like vibing with him. Great. I'm starting to sober up and I'm like, I'm realizing kind of like I was like sitting in his lap like for a long time and I was like talking and I'm sobering up while we're talking for like an hour sitting in his lap. I end up like turning around at one point. I'm like, oh my God, like, he's like kind of fucking fugly. And I was like, he does not look like Joe Keery. Oh my God. And I'm horrified. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go home. At this point, I've committed to the bit where I've made this man like give up all other options of like having sex with any other girls. Granted, this is fucked up in my thinking, my behalf. Like, this is all on me. And I acknowledge now this was horrible, horrible way to think, horrible actions, horrible, all of it. I know that. So don't come at me. This is just a funny story. But I'm like, oh my God, he's so ugly. And I'm horrified. I'm like, I'm so not attracted to him. He's like, ugh. So then I'm like, all right, I'm going to go home. I'm going to walk home. I'll come with you. I'll buy you an Uber. I'm like, okay. It's like 5 a.m. Maybe even 6 a.m. I'm like, okay. So I like get in my Uber like with that he bought. And I was like, all right, I'll just let him take me home, whatever. We go up to my apartment and immediately he starts to hook up with me. And I am like so repulsed. Like, I'm telling you, he's like making out with me like the most tongue you've ever experienced in your life. My eyes are just open and I'm like, he's just doing it to my face.
You're having an out-of-body experience. Out-of-body while experience. Experiencing this.
I'm sobering. I'm just like, oh my God, he's so bad. Then we have sex. I can't believe I let him have sex with me. Like, this is like my biggest regret in life. He looks at me. I can't even say the words. He looks at me and goes, which I He goes, "You have the prettiest pussy I've ever seen." Those words coming out of a man's mouth, you never want to hear that. I mean, like, it just the wording of it, it was so foul. I was horrified. It was like the most disgusting, like, dirty talk, whatever you want to call it, I've ever heard. I am like so repulsed by this man, but I'm like, yes, I know I have a perfect vagina. Thank you. I've been knowing that, but I was like, oh my God. Anyway, I just let him have sex with me basically because I'm just like, this sounds really bad. Like, I consented. I fully consented. Like, he did nothing wrong. I was just so horrified by him. So then he's like, he's like, okay. So he starts to cuddle me. It's now like 7 a.m. It's like a Sunday morning at 7 a.m. He's like cuddling me. I'm like, he has got to get out. Gotta get out. And I, for some reason, cannot just say, I need you to leave. Because I couldn't even say I didn't want to have sex with him. That's how like far I let that go. So I literally look at this man and I go, my God. It's like I set an alarm on my phone for like 5 minutes later. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, I forgot. I have Pilates. He's like, oh, really? Like, I've not slept. Like, it's Sunday morning. And I'm like, I have Pilates. I've got to go. I'm so sorry. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, yep. I put on a fucking Pilates outfit. I put on like a bra, like sports bra, leggings, all of it. I'm like, you gotta go. Sorry. I walk him out. He walks downstairs. I'm like, bye. Walking to my Pilates. Walk around the corner. As soon as I see his Uber leave, I run right back into my apartment. Go to sleep.
She calls me the next morning. I'm like, why are you in a Pilates outfit? Like, why are you going to Equinox right now? It's 7 a.m. And I know you were still up an hour ago. She's like, I had the worst night of my life.
It was so bad. And like, I would never do that now. And I think I need it, honestly, like, after being in a relationship, I now look back at that and I'm like, you are a fucking idiot. Like, you don't have to comment it and tell me that. I know that. That was a horrible decision. It's just like, I think I like felt so bad about hurting men's feelings or anything back then that now I'm like, fuck a man. Fuck defending a man. I will never feel bad for a man a day in my life again. And I will now be like, no, ew. And I should have done that back then, but I needed to learn some life lessons.
Growth.
Growth. Maturity.
Growth.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
That's really funny. What was I going to say to you? I was thinking about this the other day. I don't understand date nights. I only understand the concept of date night when it comes to like you have kids and then you have to like make date nights. Isn't everything you do just a date?
I think it's different dynamics and it depends. Like, obviously, if you live with somebody, I wouldn't necessarily be calling it date night unless it was like, I never called it that either way. Like, when I was in a relationship, we didn't live together, but we spent every single day together. It's like if we were going out on a Friday night, because like obviously we would just like hang out at home Monday through Thursday, right? And then Friday night, probably we're going to a restaurant. I still would never call that date night. I would just be like, oh, we're going to a restaurant tonight. I don't really understand the concept of it. Some people might prioritize it more. And I think if you don't live with somebody and you only see your boyfriend maybe like two or three times a week and then you go out to dinner, maybe it's like you'd call that date night. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I'm just like, I'm curious. Like, I want to understand. I'm like, I get when you have kids, you have to like make time. But if like you don't have kids, like, isn't everything you do just already, the time is already there?
I mean, I think it's like if you're getting dressed up and doing something a little more exciting, that would be date night. But I mean, obviously, like, doing your usual whatever. Obviously, I think it's hard when you live with somebody and you do the same thing all the time. It's like hard to call anything date night. But I guess it's like those more special occasions would be date night. Yeah, I still never called it that.
I'm just curious what date night would be. Because I'm like, oh, if you like, people like, oh, we're having date night at home. I'm like, isn't that like a regular night for you?
Yeah, that makes it, date night at home makes
that's
no sense.
That's what I'm trying to like understand. I don't like get that concept.
It's like, if you just live together, it's like date night cooking a meal. It's like, no, you're just fucking cooking dinner.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I don't understand.
If you didn't live with somebody and they came over to your apartment and made dinner, even if it was your boyfriend you've been dating for 2 years, but you don't live together and maybe you, again, don't see each other every single day, then I guess date night at home would be whatever. But I still, I don't know. I don't really understand the concept. In my head, a date is like something you do before you're actually dating.
Yeah. I just think in my head, like, I reserve like the concept date night for like people with kids.
Okay.
So I'm curious what. Let me know.
Yeah, like date night to me, I could see other aspects where it would be applicable, but I do see like it's a getting a babysitter and going.
That's how I picture it. So I'm just genuinely curious.
Yeah.
I posted on the Instagram asking how often people cry, like in a week, just out of curiosity, because I cry quite a bit. And up until recently, you didn't cry much.
Yeah.
So I was just curious, like, what like the norm is, and like most people cry like 3+ times a week of our followers, at least from the Instagram.
That's crazy. I've never been like that, obviously. You can cry very easily, though.
Yeah, I'm very sensitive. But I actually made a list of all the things that I need to cry this week.
Okay.
And I would like to go through it with you.
Go for it.
So first, I saw a TikTok clip of The Office. Have you seen The Office?
Yes, I've told you that a million times.
Not the best listener sometimes. I'll fully own up to that one. But you know, like, I saw a clip of when Pam finds out her parents broke up because her dad, like, told, like, hey, I don't feel about your mom how Jim feels about you.
Yeah.
I started bawling.
So okay.
That got me. And then I saw a Taylor Swift edit of Travis Kelce and her, and it was a Carrie Underwood song. It's like this, like, All American Girl, where it's like,
yeah,
all the like, clips lined up, and I got emotional. And then I saw a scene.
You know, a fucking 13-year-old is editing that shit, like, and you're like sitting there bawling to it.
Yeah, and they ate. They fucking worked hard.
They probably were eight.
They did a good job. They do a good job. Like, it syncs so perfectly. Where I'm like, oh my god, this is so. It's really getting to me. Then I saw, you've probably never seen this movie, but you should watch it. It's called Age of Adeline, but it's a scene where she, like, gets to say, like, her daughter is actually her daughter and not her mom, because she, like, doesn't age. It's the whole thing. That made me cry. Then I saw the trend where it's, like, at the end of the day, it's the friend that will do blank with you or whatever. And I started crying because I saw one that was like, it's the friend that will come over when your floor is really dirty. And I thought about how you cleaned my apartment when I was really sad that couple weeks. And I was like, oh, good friends. And I got sad again.
Yeah.
Then I saw that trend where it's like, the world didn't end when I was 17. Like, some of them are fucking lame, but a couple of them got me really emotional.
Some of them are just sending me that trend. I hate when things get just so overdone where it's like some people I'm like, and that's not to say everybody could struggle with mental health. Absolutely. But some of them I'm like, that's just not the point of this trend. Like, they're not doing it right.
Yeah. No, I get what
some
you're
of
saying.
It's giving a little too much privilege where I'm like, that's not the same thing. Like, people were talking about actually being in really bad situations and yours just wasn't, babe. But
yeah,
pain is pain either way.
Yeah, but they got me emotional because I was like, oh my god, like, same girl. And then I saw this video of this father-daughter, like, little duo practicing their father-daughter dance, like, for her wedding. It was like a whole montage of them practicing it for like 6 months, and I got like really emotional.
The only thing you have been telling me you're crying at is TikTok. You have not named a singular actual thing that's happened in your life.
I have more.
Like, maybe get a different For You page.
It's because I keep watching them and it knows that
I love
them.
It knows because you're like sitting there. I know you're liking every single one.
I have this one.
What? Hallie was sad. I'm an empath.
I also did cry because.
Thank you.
The you were upset.
The one real one.
Oh, there's one more. I've been noting it all week. Hallie was upset.
Just keeps going.
I feel things.
No, I get. I understand why that you, like, you have the million TikToks on your For You page that would make you cry. Because, granted, like, I don't even know if I've cried at maybe, like, 2 TikToks in my life. But, besides if I'm on my own recording myself crying, then it's more. But, I cannot escape breakup TikTok. Like, it knows. And I am fed millions of breakup videos a day. Millions is an exaggeration, obviously, but hundreds. And I've never in my life tried harder to avoid. Like, I don't, even if I could relate the hardest in the world, I'm swiping past every single one, not liking any of them. Because I'm like, get this shit off my For You page. Bring me back to the funny side of TikTok. Every time I open my phone, it's fucking depressing. It's like this thing. It's like, when no one can be him, I'm like, anybody can be him. Shut the fuck up. Like, get off my fucking For You page. It's annoying the shit out of me. And I need TikTok to fix that shit. Like, I just want my funny For You page back. Yeah, but you need to stop doing that with the crying shit unless you like it.
It's always like, I don't cry over like actual, it's like meaningful, like thoughtful shit. Okay. Like, okay. That's how I look at it.
All right.
Also, I went on a date once. I don't think I ever told you this because it happened before we were like friends. It happened when I was living in like somewhere else. And I went on this date and like this is, if you didn't know, my grandpa was a pastor. Like I grew up like a decently religious. Like I went to church every single week, like twice a week low key. And I stopped like when I started doing cheer because it conflicted with church, which was a big deal in my household that I was conflicting. But I went through some struggles a couple years ago and I was like, I should get back in touch with God basically. And like, no shame if that's your game. And like, I don't consider myself religious because I don't do like religious stuff, but I believe in God basically is what I'm getting at. But I was like getting back in touch. I was going to church. I was like thinking about going to church again. Like I'm on Hinge and this guy's like, do you want to come to church with me on Sunday? And I was like, oh my God, like God's timing. Absolutely. I'm so there. I go to church with this guy. First date. Like, oh wow, like this is a lot more than I remembered it being. I was like, this probably just isn't the best church for me.
I don't know shit about this guy. I can just tell you this. You are not meant to be with any man that asks you to go to church with him on a first date. Absolutely not. I've watched you sin seven too many times to ever date somebody whose first date idea is church.
Yeah, I went out with him a few times, actually.
What'd you guys do? He's like, you can't hug me.
No, it's funny. Because, like,
saving it for marriage.
There's, like, levels of, like, religiousness, you know? He wasn't, like, up there, you know? It was, like, just, like, church.
I'm also, I'm not coming at anybody religious by any means. You do you, if that's your vibe. Yeah. Like, go off. I'm just saying, for you personally, I just don't think that's your energy.
Yeah, like, and that's why I said I'm not religious, but I believe in God. But yeah. We went out probably four or five times, went to church with him a few times. I was just like, I don't think I'm ready for this level of
godliness.
It within a relationship.
I remember when you were really down bad over a guy. Jazz is like trying to fucking convince me, like, I'm getting back into my church era.
I feel like because like I was taught as a child, I was brought up with like, if you can't find the answers, just look to God. Now whenever I go through like a rough patch or like something like not great happens and I don't feel good for like a long period of time and I can't fix it, I'm like, God is the answer. I just got to get back into that.
Okay.
Sorry. God is the answer. I just have to get back into that.
Yeah. I obviously was not raised like that, but if that's how you feel it.
But that's where I keep coming back to I'm not religious, because as soon as I get good again, I'm like, yeah, that
she gets a new guy. Never mind.
It's not just men. It's with anything in my life. I'm like, oh, I didn't need that.
Yeah. You know?
But also, I saw this video, since I'm on the topic of God, on my free page the other day. It was like someone like saying praying with OCD. And I was like, oh my God, unlocked a memory. Because when I used to like pray as a kid every night before I went to sleep, I would pray for like probably an hour because I was so stressed about like forgetting to name someone's name. Like, please protect or like, please keep them safe. And then they'd be like, oh fuck, I didn't say their name. Not fuck, but I'd be like, shit, I can't. I can't. So sorry.
Gosh darn it, maybe.
Dang nabbits.
Dang nabbits.
I'd be like, shh.
Yeah, you've lost God along the way for sure.
So sorry. I was like, crap. I didn't.
Crap? Still borderline not great.
That's the best I can do right now. Sorry. I'd be like, crap, I didn't say this person's name. And I have to like start all over again. Like go back, then I'd be like, well, please don't forget anyone who I didn't name. And I was just praying was so stressful as a kid. I'd finish and I'd sleep so good because I was exhausted from like being scared I forgot somebody.
Oh my God.
So that was definitely rough for me.
Yeah. I didn't have that experience. Yeah. But I don't even know. I don't know if I've ever actually like prayed, like real. like when I'm on an airplane and there's turbulence in my head, I'm like, please God, like I'll be a better person, like please. And then the turbulence ends and I'm like, all right.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And I'm like, I don't think God's gonna be helping me if there's turbulence just because I asked one time. Like, yeah, maybe I should put some effort in outside of that.
Yeah, no, for sure. Thanks guys so much for listening. It's been so real and so fun. New episodes are out every Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Delusional Diaries Podcast, TikTok at Delusional Diaries Podcast, and subscribe to our YouTube at Delusional Diaries Podcast. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And
check out 12 Days of Giveaways on our Instagram. And we'll see you guys next episode.
Can't wait.
Bye.